die Waffen nieder. Werte der Podcast.
Hi, I'm Lea.
Hi, I'm Moritz.
And I'm Günther, and we're three students from a school in Austria.
Today we're going to talk about war and peace in the context of Bertha von Suttner.
For those who don't know, Bertha von Suttner was an Austrian woman whose main goal was to stop wars from happening.
Yeah, but unfortunately she died a few weeks before World War I started.
As Günther just said, a war started right after her death, so do you think that she really accomplished anything?
I believe that organizations like the United Nations were inspired by Bertha's ideas, but I don't assume that peace is completely dependent on her.
From my point of view, it can't have much to do with her, because there were two world wars in between Bertha and now.
I agree with both of you.
Good point, Günther, but why did she then receive the Nobel Peace Prize?
I believe that she just got the prize because Alfred Nobel was in love with her.
That's true, but she at least tried very hard to prevent wars, even if she didn't achieve much.
Why do you guys think that peace was so important to her in the first place?
I once read that it's because her husband took part in a war and told her how bad it was.
Do you know about the famous book she wrote? Maybe you read it in there.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it. How was it called again?
I've also heard about it before. I think it was called Die Waffen nieder, or in English it's The Weapons Down.
I can tell you guys a bit about it. The novel is the best known work of the Austrian author and peace activist. The book achieved an outstanding popularity within a short time.
And what is it about?
The book is an autobiographic novel about a woman called Martha who represents Bertha.
Good to know.
A bit off topic, but can you imagine a third world war?
Yes, because right now a war is actually starting again.
I also think it's likely to happen because when America and Russia start a war, everyone would be involved because the USA is a part of the NATO. The NATO includes a lot of states and therefore it would be a world war scenario.
Fortunately, we as Austrians are not in the NATO, so we hopefully aren't in much danger.
I hope we cleared everything we discussed.
Have a great day. Goodbye.